Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Richard Reese in the studio later this morning. Also, our buddy White Hat referee Cleet Blakeman doing the sports with Petey Mack. Craig's here. Tomorrow, Jeff Dye, funnybonomaha.com. I think Jeff starts there tonight, right?
He does, yes.
Yeah. And we're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. And pick up the podcast. Tell Alexa, if you have an Alexa, where we're, say, well, here, I want to hear Todd and Tyler. You can do that, too. Alexa knows our name now.
I think it's that simple.
It is. Hey, play Todd and Tyler. Bang, right. We're there.
Alexa, play me some Todd and Tyler.
That's right, damn it.
I don't think you have to say damn it, but...
No.
But she does respond to
Yes,
that.
She does. Play me some Todd and Tyler, if you've got an Alexa around the house.
Michelle Bachmann, birthday.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 2007, we lost Evel Knievel.
Happy birthday!
That dude should have died, actually, in an accident, but he died of just liver failure from booze and...
Natural causes.
Yeah. Natural causes.
Yep.
Yeah, how many years had he been playing with house money?
Well,
oh my God. Come on.
Several.
He was so boozed up, man.
A year or two before that, just before the turn of the year... He had said that there was no way he was making it to the end of that current year.
And you had him on your Deadpool,
so
right?
So when he did make it to the end of that current year,
you
his ass
him.
Was on the damn Deadpool.
Oh, he was definitely he was a defensive pick back in the day.
I had him on for a couple of years. It took him a couple of years to go, I think, after he said he was going to go.
So you're not sounding so sympathetic now, Craig. You're showing your true colors about the Deadpool now.
What? If he's going to die, I may as well have him. How's that not true colors?
Put his ass on that.
How is that not true colors?
Can you sign up for next year on the website? LD open that up yet? Okay.
Maybe.
LD, let us know. Ask me that question tomorrow.
The LD will be here tomorrow. So, and tomorrow's December 1st.
Yeah, and generally it's right about the 1st of December. So okay. LD, fire it up before tomorrow.
Get your list ready to go for the new year.
Yeah, please do. Join us, won't you?
Yeah.
And Craig's Deadpool.
Craig's Deadpool on TNTRadioEmpire.com.
433 bone fractures by the end of 75.
Ouch.
And you're still bitching.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 432 less than he had.
Yeah. Now, you had more than one bone bust, right?
Well, I had a knee blow up.
I know. That's a lot.
No, but it was just
the
one bone.
In your knee, right, isn't it?
Yeah, no, there were actually several.
The tibia.
Yeah, just the one bone, but several parts of that bone.
He was a miracle, that dude, and he could still walk.
Especially,
you watch the famous seat, the famous wreck where he's bouncing on his back from the mid-70s. That's just an amazing video. Still is to this day.
Yeah. No doubt. Facebook says advances in artificial intelligence technology are helping remove 99% of terrorist content before it is flagged by users. They say they are taking down more than 80% of content by terrorist groups, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, within an hour of it being uploaded. They say they're mining words, images, and videos to root out and remove messages and propaganda, thanks to pressure from Europe.
Here's the problem with Facebook, and Pusso tested this from yesterday. If your wife's on Facebook and she's not famous or infamous, she can post photos of us. Like, my wife will do. I said, don't never tag me on those photos. But it has facial recognition now. So sometimes you are tagged no matter what. Yesterday, somebody found Puss's family photos. I haven't seen them, but there's a photo of Puss smiling like he would in a family photo with his wife and kids. And somebody took it all, her Facebook page, and just put them all up and down.
Well, this wasn't a stranger. These were people that I work with and know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I would have been friends with them on Facebook anyway. So
true, but they weren't on your Facebook page.
Yeah. My wife tagged me.
Oh, she tagged you, right?
She tagged me, because they were our family photos.
Got
and
it.
We have friends and family that she wanted to see our family photos.
And these dicks took the photo and put little quotes around them like...
they were all very nice quotes.
They were all very workplace
quotes.
Did you see it? They're all around the building yesterday.
Little cartoon bubbles.
Yeah. But it was like Puss's deep thoughts with Big Puss.
Oh,
it was Big P. They can't write Puss in all ways.
Yeah, no.
They were all very nice quotes, you know, very positive.
Yeah, but, it was deep thoughts from Big Pussy.
Yeah,
but they were all
was
like
nothing, nothing
no,
bad.
Know, but they were not cool.
There
were about 50 of them up when I came in yesterday morning. So, yeah, and
they kept reappearing.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, it
you just weren't in the mood for it.
I was not in the mood. It just struck me wrong, and I was unhappy with it.
I don't blame you. It's because, you know, it felt like high school.
Yeah, that's exactly what it did.
Right, and, you know, we don't need
that
crap.
What it
you don't need that crap.
You know? You want to come in and say something to me? I'll bust balls with you all day, face to face. But that sort of like humiliation.
It was everywhere,
uncalled for, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Who was it? Not saying names.
I know.
Okay.
I know who it is.
You know who the bully is?
It was actually two.
Two bullies. Yeah, I thought. Yeah,
Puss is being cyber bullied.
In the building.
No, he wasn't cyberbullied.
It was
they took the photo.
Cyberbullying.
But it's all part of the high school culture
that we have in the building.
We have fostered here.
Yeah. Go team.
Yeah.
When your team loses, you're all pissed off.
I know.
Anyway,
otherwise, we'd have little pep rally signs.
But the team's not playing anymore.
Yeah, but they're out of games now.
Yeah.
If they were going to a bowl game, we'd have a 4-week pep rally going.
Yeah, we would.
For the Sun Bowl.
Yeah. Nah, lucky to get in a Sun Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, and actually, if that team was going to a bowl game, it'd probably be in about 3 days.
Yeah,
so.
You're right. It would be. It might be over. Right?
We wouldn't have to wait that long.
Right.
We'll find out on Sunday.
Right.
All the bowl games everybody's going to. I think a lot of them committed already to the crappy bowl games. You know, those who are not involved in the playoffs.
Unnecessary. Nobody watches them anyway.
In any way. Some people watch if it's their team.
Or it's a money thing. People bet on all those bowl games.
Well, yeah,
that's what you do.
Yeah, but those ones that start on like the 17th of December, they're not even on my radar.
No.
But they get enough ratings to keep putting them on every year.
Yeah.
Apparently.
They spend a whole month without playoffs.
Or they would. If they weren't getting enough people watching them, they would not be on the air.
Yeah, the networks
that's
keep paying them.
That's not necessarily true.
Except ESPN just fired 150 people today, right?
Yesterday.
So maybe some of these bowls will go away because
as
nobody's going to pay to see them. Yeah.
As they have sponsors.
Anybody famous?
No, it sounds like there's mostly
no one
not one
behind
on
the scenes people.
Man.
Yeah.
Because you got your sponsor for the bowl game, so that generates a little revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody sponsors bowl week, and they make money off of that.
Right.
So there could be no one watching, and the revenue's still coming in.
But once they stop doing that, though, Todd.
Well, yes, once everybody stops watching, advertisers will figure out, we probably shouldn't be throwing money at ESPN for bowl week.
Well, ESPN's dropping people, you know.
150 no on-air talent, studio production jobs, and they'll get severance pay and a bonus.
So are the on-air talent then doing the studio production
jobs? Yeah. There's some on-air talent bitching today because they have to go do something.
Yeah,
Scott Van Pelt's running a camera now.
Right. There's got to be a lot of double duty going on there.
Shit duty.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they're going to save Herm Edwards' salary here.
Yeah, you're right. There you go. Arizona State, man.
That's basically a done deal.
That's a done deal.
They just got to get the president of the university to sign off on it, and he's in.
That sounds like a horrible thing for Arizona State.
I don't think it's going to work either, but what the hell?
Well, apparently he's buddies with like the AD or something.
Doesn't matter.
No. How long has it been?
That sounds horrible for
them. Since he's coached.
Well, the Chiefs last.
I saw him talking about this yesterday. He said he's coached some like high school Under Armour All Star game
in
the last 8
those.
Or 10 years.
Yeah.
So he said he's kind of kept his head in coaching a bit.
Yeah, he's a good coach, but in college we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but it seems like they're hiring just because he gives a good sound bite.
Because he's Herm Edwards and puts him on the map.
What do you got to lose?
It does put him on the
and
map.
And also he knows how to get to the NFL.
and they might be able to get some recruits out of the
deal. Because he knows how to get to the NFL, and that's key nowadays. That's why kids go to school, to get to the NFL.
Well, and
they don't care about
their degree.
Not most of them.
I know, but a lot of them. The good ones. They want it. They want to get to the NFL.
Which is not most of them.
If you are a good
football
player. But
even the guys think they can go to the NFL.
Entering a college football program, you want somebody who can get you to the next
level.
That's it.
Even if you're delusional, you still want that.
And he might be able to help you.
And if, you're a parent sitting in there in that recruiting meeting,
Herm would be good.
Herm would be a great guy to see. I mean, that, parents would look well on Herm Edwards as your coach.
I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, I got no reason
to hate that guy.
Jesus
out of the deal, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we?
See, man, that's he didn't do Jesus much on TV.
No, he didn't seem like a huge freak.
Arizona State had a lot of Jesus with the last guy, too.
Then this will work out.
Yeah, but Jesus doesn't win games. We see that.
No.
You know.
Well, you don't let him take the wheel.
Or the football.
Yeah. Sometimes Jesus
or the snap. Can get Jesus little, take the snap. You don't want that.
Jesus can get a little too much in the locker room. He's just hanging around.
Why are you bitching already? You sound like a Husker fan. You're going to get Herm Edwards as your new coach. Let it go. See what happens.
He's Arizona State. He's got a track record.
He's Herm Edwards. I'd commit there if I was a player.
A black head coach
helps.
Would have an advantage with some of the players.
Franklin, number three recruiting class in the country.
But do they look at Herm as a black coach or an old coach?
That's a problem.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
But if he can get some fast brothers from Southern California to help the team out.
That's what you need.
I'm all for it.
Yes, you are.
I can't figure out where you're at on this. You're kind of all over the board.
I know.
Do you like Herm? Do you not? Where are you? Wait and see?
Well, you're not delusional. You didn't expect like Chip Kelly to go there or anything. It's Arizona State.
Well, I don't know. What coach is the savior?
Who knows? Nobody is.
Yeah.
Nobody is.
Nick Saban.
And some people believe that coaches are always saviors, and they're not.
Yeah, you don't know coming in.
No. Herm Edwards could be there 3 years and be gone. We're dealing with that here in the city, obviously.
So it's hard for me to get real excited about a new coach because they're all unproven in that particular situation.
Still need the players.
I mean, how many coaches do you know that are great coaches that kind of came out of nowhere?
A lot of them.
Most of them.
Yeah, most of them. You have to get to make your name somewhere.
And just because he has a name doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate into that situation.
Man, you are just a defeatist now.
No.
Your Vikings have a crabby quarterback and blah, blah, blah.
Just being realistic.
The Vikings are 9-2. Relax.
This is years and years of built-up Todd can't have nothing.
It is. Yeah. I can see where it's coming from.
I don't mind Arizona State doing well.
No, I root for Arizona State.
I have no
football,
horse in that
I root
race.
For Arizona State. Yeah.
Nobody hates Arizona State because they're not any kind of a threat. And I got a note from a Packer fan yesterday that he wasn't too worried about the Vikings because he knows they're going to choke in the playoffs.
Well, but they're going to be in the playoffs. Tell them to screw off.
Well, there's still time for them to piss that away, too.
Jesus. Well, let's move on.
Todd's bumming me out.
I like where this one's going.
He's bumming me out.
They have two tough road games coming up.
Oh, relax. You're in the playoffs. Your division sucks, man.
You got the Packers.
Which is not tough.
Rodgers will probably be back.
I hope not.
He's going to come back.
Yeah.
He didn't want Huntley having any more good games, man.
Yeah.
That's a personal thing. I'm not blaming Rodgers for that. I'd be that way, too.
That's any quarterback.
If somebody's starting in front of you, you want to come back and take your job back, no matter who you are.
Oh, he's especially.
He doesn't, though.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody thinks that way.
The motivation there is he really wants to beat the Vikings because that's the team that took him out.
And who can blame him?
He wants to get after Anthony Barr.
It's a revenge thing, sure.
Who can blame him?
Take his knee out again.
It was his shoulder.
I know, but take his knee out this time. Be sad and take his shoulder out again.
Couldn't it?
It'd be easier, though. Just slam him down on the same collarbone.
It would be a lot easier.
I think. Unless they, screwed it
Let
in
us know
tight.
When Herm Edwards
they
signs.
They actually did. He's got a plate and screws in that shoulder now.
Get Herm Edwards on the air. We'll talk football with Herm Edwards and say Todd's an Arizona State guy. And a big booster, by the way. Todd donates a lot of money to Arizona State.
Well, you would.
Yeah.
Upwards of $10 a year.
Half his paycheck.
Yeah. Well, whatever library fine I have there, outstanding. I take care of that every year.
You went to the library?
Yeah. Well, you had to back in the day.
Yeah.
There was no computers.
Well, that was if you were going to do the assignments.
sometimes you had no choice but to go to the library and check out.
We used to go sleaze on chicks at the library. Consensual, by the way. Relax.
Yeah, oh, believe it or not.
Is that why the women went there as well?
Yeah. For us to sleaze on them?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
That was obvious. Yeah, it was consensual sleazing.
Obvious, yeah.
Even back when I went to, what was that? Tempe Normal School.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what they called it at the time. There weren't a lot of people at the library.
Right.
And I can't imagine there's any more now.
Yeah, because it's beautiful weather there all the time. That's why.
Unless all of a sudden a whole wave of people came in who took school seriously.
Well, there are a lot of people that do that. Just because you didn't.
Young football players can have measurable changes in the brain after only a single season of play, according to a new study.
That means me.
Like high school players.
Young football players.
I was
even
younger than that. I played when I was 10 to 11 years.
Researchers at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas say that's true even with youngsters who have not had concussions.
I didn't officially have
one.
They
found changes that can lead to traumatic brain injuries and mental disorders. Researchers say the vast majority of head impacts players experience do not cause concussions. That's something that needs a lot more study among youth football and high school players.
When we were playing football, they didn't even give that. No, it's not a topic of discussion.
No.
Oh, no.
Nobody cared about
you. You got your bell rung, get back out there. I'm Batman. You went right back out. Yeah. Unless you couldn't stand up, you know. But,
right. Just get back out there. Right. Fake news. Thousands of historic sites in the United States could be under rising sea waters by the end of this century.
Not according to that crowd in Missouri that went and saw Trump last night.
New study released yesterday says almost 14,000 archaeological sites and national monuments will be underwater by 2100 due to climate change.
Of course it will be.
Scientists at the University of Tennessee said 1 in 10 archaeological sites they studied in southeastern coastal states are at risk.
But it ain't till 2100, so.
And depending on who you believe, that may or may not be fake news.
That won't even affect our kids.
Right. That crowd doesn't give a rat's ass.
No. It's about your grandchildren, though, Todd. It's about your grandchildren.
No, nobody gives a rat's ass about their grandchildren.
Oh, no, they say they do.
And Todd doesn't want grandkids.
That's true. Grandpa's got abortion money.
He's actively campaigned against it for many years.
But even your grandkid right now wouldn't make it to 2100.
No.
Well, they could. It'd be 80, right?
It'd be in the
83,
late
80s. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they'd be beyond caring.
Right.
But it's not like it would
happen. It just happened on that
one
day. Right. You're right. I think the second half of this century, we're screwed unless we do something.
Some
obviously, we're not going to do anything because we got idiots who don't believe in it.
Well, it'll fix itself.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. We're going to go live on Uranus.
You know that's right.
Or at least visit.
Yeah.
Your rectum.
Oh, yeah.
Been there a few times. Yeah. It's nice. Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to live in a freezer in Scottsdale. Just our heads.
No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the human race.
Oh, okay, the human race.
And Jesus is going to come and get us anyway by then. So. He's going to come back.
Yeah, well, I'm planning on being on Mars eventually.
Yeah.
I was reading that article about Elon Musk and the new Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
He wants to put, people on Mars?
But they're going to go up there and die then. You have to stay there and die.
Well, no, he's going to make some spaceship that makes it easy to go back and forth.
Oh, you can't come back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because the original guys are not going to come back, right?
No, all the stuff that he wants to do is, like, stuff that's not really possible right now.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's an interesting article.
He's
seems
stupid.
Like a cool guy, but...
He's made a car.
No, I like him. I'm just joking because people don't like science, including everybody in D.C., they don't like science.
I just saw this morning he got some deal that he wants to put like a super speed loop in Chicago.
Yeah.
Has he not developed like $3 billion companies?
Yeah. Four.
The guy's amazing.
It was four.
He was behind PayPal, right?
Yeah.
You know where he should start, though? He's just open a coal mine. We need to do that.
Yeah, that's what he's into.
Open a coal mine. He needs to do that.
Yeah. No, because he
put you back to work, Craig. Right.
He's got SpaceX.
Yeah.
Elon Musk coal mines.
He's got Tesla.
You're going to put those guys back to work.
He's got PayPal.
You're going back to work.
And coal mines.
Right.
Yeah. That's his next billion-dollar venture.
It is the future, according to a certain party.
I'm amused by this story. American Airlines needs pilots to fill in for a holiday shortage.
I saw this story,
this
and I'm not flying
it
American.
Really is.
I'm flying Delta and Southwest over the holidays. So I saw the story. I'm thinking, oh, I don't care, except cause it didn't say, but I'm thinking that would be a pisser, man. Well, the computer let people take vacation, and they all took that holiday thinking, oh, my God, it's open. I might as well take it.
Well, everybody says, oh, yeah, let's see if I can take vacation
and
then.
It was a mess up with the computer,
yeah,
right?
The computer said, yeah, sure, go ahead. All right.
And now what?
Now they're just going to offer.
So now everybody's off.
They're going to have to offer double pay to come back.
Time and a half.
Yeah, time and a half so far.
So a lot of guys will come back, but there's going to be flights canceled.
They're hoping not. Yeah. They're going to try and get it to where that's not the case.
Not quite as urgent since Tyler isn't flying American.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's not quite as big a story.
Sucks for those people. Are you flying American?
No.
Then you don't care either.
I don't.
I thought it was still, but something, and it could happen. It could happen any airline. No, it couldn't. It was a stupid computer glitch, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that could happen at any airline.
Yeah.
Some of American Airlines' biggest hubs include New York, Miami, DFW, and O'Hare.
I'll fly American through
there's
O'Hare.
There's not many flights going in and out of those airports.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
So that could be an
issue. I had
to
freak out a lot of people when I saw that.
Yeah. That could be an issue.
Well, so long as it just doesn't affect the airline that Tyler and I are flying.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, throw yourself in there, too.
There's a video out there now of a Mexican gentleman who rides his horse into a supermarket, into an Acapulco supermarket, and bought beer. Now, it's the only horse in there, and it's a regular supermarket.
Right.
And then a guy just comes in riding his horse, says he needs beer. At first, workers are trying to lead the horse out, but then they just go get a six-pack and sell the guy a six-pack and get him the hell out.
Just walking him down the aisles on a horse?
No, he didn't go too far.
Okay. Right.
And the horse is good because it can back up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus
a tank can back up. Yeah.
So the horse didn't get in anybody's way?
Yeah, you can back that horse up.
Back that horse up.
Didn't knock anything off the shelf?
No. But it's kind of an odd thing.
Well, it might be like one of those fat guys, instead of riding a scooter,
he rides a horse.
Prefers to ride the horse.
Yeah, but can you imagine the guy working at the store? Honey, guess what happened today?
Yeah.
This dude walked the horse into the store.
Horse got a six-pack and left.
Yeah. Right. I got a feeling in a lot of supermarkets, they'd probably tell you need to get the horse out of here.
Well, they did tell him that. Apparently, he said, give me beer, and I'm out. And they said, all right, here's your beer.
The quickest solution was just to sell him the beer.
Can you see the video?
It was.
She put the video out.
Now,
there.
We once
sent
a guy through.
Or it's out there.
We sent a guy through a drive-thru on a horse, and I can't remember if they served him.
Yeah, it was a McDonald's drive-thru. I think they laughed and did serve him, right? They did.
But normally they would.
No, they don't. They don't. Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.